Chile is your home of the hottest hits, and you've got to give life and give blood, and the Red Cross needs your donations to give blood regularly. And to talk more about it, Anne Harvey joins us. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning. Lovely to be here.
It's lovely that you've joined us as well, because I've been donating blood for a very long time now. I think I'm up to 100. So.
Oh, that is, congratulations. That's amazing.
Yeah, they give you a little sticker or something like that. Just pretty cool. I just basically just go in for the milkshakes. I do enjoy the milkshakes. But it's worth doing, isn't it? Because donation saves lives.
Absolutely. So, you know, even for yourself, Dan, if you've made 100 donations, you've, you know, saved or changed up to 300 lives, which is pretty phenomenal. Yeah. And, you know, given that one in three of us will need blood in our lifetime, it's so important.
But yet only one in 30 donate.
That's right, Marie. It's only a small percentage of the population. So that's one of the reasons that, you know, we want to give as many people as possible, you know, an opportunity to donate. So, you know, that's why the Launceston Donor Centre is running a Super Sunday.
Okay, so talk to us a little bit about the Super Sunday. When is it? What does it entail and what do we need to do?
Absolutely. So one of the reasons we're running it is because plasma is such an important part of your blood. So plasma is just part of your blood, but it can be made into 18 different life-giving products. And the beauty of plasma is that you can actually donate every 2 weeks if you wanted to.
So
by running a special Sunday, they're not normally open on a Sunday, you know, it opens up the opportunity for 45 people to donate plasma. And you can do plasma as a first donation as well. So it's Sunday the 30th of May. They'll be open from 7:30 to 1:30. But you do need to make an appointment.
And there's rising demand in Australia. They say plasma donors are needed every 5 minutes across Australia. And the cool thing about the Red Cross is they do send you a text message and tell you where your plasma's been donated. And mine was in Calvary Hospital in South Australia last time.
Oh, how wonderful. Yeah, I get a lot of feedback about the SMS message because, you know, when you go in and you're sitting there and you know that you're doing something good for someone else, but when you get a message to say, this is where your, you know, blood or plasma donation has gone, I think it's really heartwarming and just encourages people to go in and donate again.
Absolutely. Knowing that you are actively saving people or at least helping them. Now, for people like me who have a medical reason as to why they cannot donate blood, is there another way that we can get involved and help?
Absolutely, Marie. So, you know, there are a number of different ways. And I think, you know, the Super Sunday is fantastic, but also keep in mind that we're experiencing an incredibly high number of cancellations at the moment. So in Launceston Donor Centre, for example, in April, nearly 1,000 people had to cancel or reschedule. And it's a lot of people. And if they do that on the day, often that couch is empty. So, you know, one thing that someone who can't donate can do is, you know, encourage one or two of your friends who can to go in and donate on your behalf. You can just simply share on your social media some of the great Facebook posts from the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood Facebook page. That's a really good way of getting the message out there. Or if you've got a workplace or team and you want to donate, you know, as a team, we have a thing called Lifeblood Teams where you can just create a team, come in and donate together, register to the team, and then we can tell you how many lives you've saved. So you don't have to be a donor to be a champion for blood donation.
How good's that? And the gift of life as well. So better roll up the sleeves. So Sunday, even if it's not the best day for it, get to the website and donate whenever you like. But Anne Harvey, thanks for joining us. Give life, give blood. We'll see you there at the Launceston Donor Centre.
Fantastic. And remember to download the Donate Blood app. That's the easiest way to make an appointment. And, you know, we'd love to see you in.